have a long scripture reading for our main scripture of the day, I just incorporate the scripture and the sermon together, and that's what I'm going to do today. So, Amanda, bear with me. We'll do some scripture, and then we'll talk a little, and she's nodding because she can do it all, right? Our scripture is from Luke. It is, I believe, don't hold me to it because I'll probably say this another day. It is by far my favorite scripture in all of the Bible, certainly during Christmas time, from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town on the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard her greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." I want you to imagine for just a moment. Two women. Elizabeth had not been able to give birth, had not been able to get pregnant, was what we used to call barren. I can relate. She wanted children more than anything in the world, but she couldn't have them. And then, all of a sudden, she became pregnant. And she was told that she was going to give birth to the one who will announce the birth of the Messiah. She was taken aback, but she was filled with joy and honor and blessing. People around her must have thought, "What's this old lady doing pregnant? Look, haven't heard." But she just quietly held it within her heart. And then imagine, if you will, an unmarried 14, 15, 16-year-old girl. Some of us here might not have to imagine much, who becomes pregnant, even though she's not married.
You didn't see my glasses.
And even though she hasn't had sex with a man. Okay, that part you can't imagine. But imagine.
Why, please?
Imagine this young girl in her community. Now, I realize we're far more accepting and loving today than people were then, but I'll guarantee you, if a 14-year-old pregnant girl without a husband walked into this room right now, there would be some heads that would turn and would look with condemnation on that young girl.
In case anybody knows. Thank you.
In her day, everybody did. Everybody looked at her that way. But she had been told that she was going to give birth to the Savior of the world. And her faith in God was so strong, she believed that everything would be okay. So she decided that she was going, before she was unable to go, she was going to go see her cousin, Elizabeth, who she had found out was going to have a baby also. And this is the scene. When Mary gets there, the child leaps within Elizabeth's womb. Now, I know, I understand, when you are pregnant, babies move and kick and leap and do all sorts of things. Maybe that was a coincidence. I choose to believe it was not. I choose to believe that John the Baptist, the baptizer who was in Elizabeth's womb, knew that and recognized the feeling of God being near. Elizabeth says, "And why does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be be a fulfillment of what was spoken by the Lord. She chooses to believe also that one of God recognizes one of God. And then Mary delivers what is, for me, the most beautiful statement of faith that there is. A beautiful statement of joy. And I pray that you will feel as much power and joy from God in her words as she did on that day. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him, love him, respect him, honor him. From generation to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation to generation, he has shown his strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, the ones who need, the hungry, the ones who are aching inside, who are yearning for God. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, Carol 10, in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he has made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. Can you imagine the conversations? Can you imagine the joy that they shared? Sure, they talked about the simple things of giving birth. You know, how was it going to be? Would it hurt? Was everybody going to be there? What would the baby look like? All those everyday things that we think about. But they also thought about what God was doing through them and what their children would do for the world and what Jesus and John did for us. Now that's real joy. That's the kind of joy that will get you through anything. That's the kind of joy that will get you through the worst times in your life. That's the kind of joy that will live in your heart no matter what. That's the kind of joy that brings optimism instead of pessimism. That's the kind of joy that brings hope into a world that says there is no hope. That is the kind of joy that comes from our Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have a way of knowing exactly what we need when we need it. On this third Sunday of Advent, in this time when we're trying to get ready, when we're so worried about all the externals, you bring us to this place and you remind us what the true joy of Christmas is. Jesus, the baby in the manger. You remind us miracles happen still today. You remind us Jesus is still with us. You remind us that it may have been once in Royal David City that the baby was born, but that Jesus Christ lives in us forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is "Once in Royal David City." You need Jesus Christ in your life. If you haven't accepted him already, come and do so. If you have, invite him back in. He needs more room in your heart. Let us stand and sing.